It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repair. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems with water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, after a hard freeze, an Attleboro customer suddenly had water in the basement. Why? So, Adam, you guys had a hard, deep freeze last week. How did that affect the types of phone calls you got from customers?
Yeah, when the weather changes dramatically, we usually get some calls from any sorts of people who have water issues in their basement. Sometimes it's things that are very easy to diagnose, other times it's very challenging. And this particular customer that we had call in had a kind of a panic call of, you know, well, I have water coming in. I don't know how it's coming in, but, you know, you guys are the people who stop water and it's in my basement, so I don't know who else to turn to, which we're happy to help these people out. So this particular customer called on Saturday morning where we had a freeze in the area that went down to minus 12, minus 15 degrees, which is pretty exceptionally cold for New England. And what happened is that they were in the basement and they heard a bang and they had water coming in and they weren't sure where it was coming from, but it was starting to flood their basement. Now, the first thing that kind of cued me that it was a potential issue with pipes, not a foundation issue, is that potentially, you know, there wasn't any rain happening, but they're getting active water in. Now, we had rain a few days earlier to this deep freeze, so it could still be a groundwater issue coming in, so we had to rule this out. But obviously, when we get a deep freeze like this, it really stresses pipes, specifically any sort of outdoor spigot, or also, in this case, water lines that happen to run on the outside wall of the foundation. So what happened in this particular case, we were able to help diagnose with them that it ended up being a water spigot line that goes out to the garden area in their house, and it had enough cold air because it wasn't well insulated in that area that it caused the pipe to burst in that fitting there. And it wasn't a lot of water in there, but it was enough water to cause a large puddle in the basement. So the issue was is that they go downstairs and they only see water on the floor. So when we talk with customers, it's always about trying to backtrack and see where the water's coming in, see how the water's coming in, because lots of contractors are there to sell solutions and not necessarily there to actually find the root cause of the problem. And so by finding out that it's on the floor, we had them open up the wall because we unfortunately weren't able to get out to them that day. But we had them open up the wall and then give us a call back. And what they found was that as they opened up the wall in this foundation, the finished wall, the water kept going up and up and up higher and higher up the wall. And so eventually they found that it was a pipe up top that wasn't in a well-insulated area that was the cause of all this. So even though it presented as a foundation issue right away, we have to use a little bit of investigative clues to help figure out with the customer that it was. So this one was more of a plumbing situation that they just had to get solved. They really got a plumber out that day and saved themselves lots of sales calls and people coming in trying to sell products and services that weren't really needed. So always there to help out in these cases, even if it's work that we don't typically do. But in this case, they were able to solve the issue without it actually being a foundation issue.
Thanks, Adam, for explaining how hard freezes can cause water in the basement. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening and keep that basement dry.